Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. This morning's reading is taken from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 1 to 3, as well as chapter 14, verses 8 through 18. The resurrection has happened. Christ is risen. The apostles, huddled in fear in Jerusalem, have encountered the risen Christ, and the Holy Spirit has come upon them, sending them into the world to preach the good news. The Jewish fanatic Saul has had his conversion experience on the road to Damascus and has become equally fanatic about preaching salvation through Jesus. We see the church in Antioch, a cosmopolitan center where prophets and teachers are gathered. People from far away are named as present. It seems that in reading this account, the author, Luke, simply assumes that the readers will know who he means. Simon from Africa, Lucius the Cyrene, even one from the court of Herod, all have made their way to this church, a motley crew, and among them, Barnabas and Saul. There's a service taking place, and in the midst of the prayers and fasting, there's another appearance of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit directs the gathered assembly to commission Barnabas and Saul for a new mission. Hands are laid on them, and they are sent off to do God's work. But what ensues could seem almost comical in its misunderstandings. God's work is happening, but the after effects are not what Barnabas and Saul expect. There's healing that happens, first of all. And at this point, the author starts calling Saul Paul, his conversion name. It becomes clear that Paul really is coming into his own now as a follower of Jesus. He and Barnabas are in Lystra and come across a man born lame. They speak with him, and Paul sees that the man has faith to be healed. Paul calls out to the man to stand up, and he does. It seems that the healing powers of Jesus have been passed along to Paul. God's work is made manifest in the crippled man, and he can walk. This is where the confusion sets in. It sounds almost like a Keystone Cops scene. Noise and excitement and people all over the place. The crowd who has seen the healing decided that Paul and Barnabas are embodiments of the Greek gods, Zeus and Hermes. In all the noise and racket, Paul and Barnabas don't realize what the folks have concluded. Somehow it breaks through to them what's going on and they protest. No, wait, we're not gods. We're acting on behalf of the real God, the God who has given you life itself, who has given you all good things. Finally, the crowd is convinced, but it's a close thing. Paul and Barnabas barely escape having sacrifices made in their name and their mistaken identity. It would be easy to conclude that this story is about what Paul and Barnabas are doing, and certainly it is an account of some of their journey and their actions. But more importantly, it's a story about what God does. God, in the form of the Holy Spirit, commissions the two for their new ministry. God is the healing power which brings wholeness to the man born lame. God is the one who works and acts among the crowd, bringing understanding where confusion has reigned. This is God's story, not really the story of Barnabas and Paul. Knowing this is God's story can help us consider some of the details. Let's consider the man born lame and his healing. In this context, the first hearers of this passage, healing and wholeness would mean a return or a chance to be an active, fully integrated member of the community. Healing and wholeness in our scriptures describes a restoration of relationship fulfilled. Time and again in our scriptures, people who are healed come to a place of dignity and worth. When we look around our own communities, our own churches, who might we consider disabled? And who are we to label a person disabled? Might they think of themselves as perfectly capable and whole and complete, just as they are? And how do we decide if they need to be healed or not? This is where God acts. If healing and wholeness mean full integration in our communities, then the power of God, the power of love, is what will bring it about. This does not necessarily mean physical healing. Healing and wholeness can be so much more than that. Healing and wholeness are part and parcel of a person's self-worth, regardless of their physical health. We can help bring about healing and wholeness for all people when we value them exactly as they are, when we accord them dignity and respect despite physical or mental limitations. Not much worry in our day and age that our loving outreach of God will get us mistaken for gods, unlike Barnabas and Paul. We can reach out in love without that particular fear. As we look around our world, may we be guided through God in the example of Christ's ministry and mission to offer healing and hope to all we meet. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.